Nolte, tail wags dog, subscribers threatened to cancel me for not hating Trump enough. By John Nolte on March 5, 2024. The far-left New York Times is facing a subscriber revolt over a poll that shows Donald Trump beating Joe Biden. These stories make me so happy I want to twirl on a mountaintop while firing off Uzis with both hands. For several weeks, the New York Times has been in the crosshairs of a vocal set of critics and readers who believe that Donald Trump poses a grave threat to American democracy and that the Times isn't adequately conveying those stakes to the public. Report CNN, a basement-rated, far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence. With each passing day that Trump has a real shot of recapturing the White House, the expressions of disapproval have become particularly pronounced. Subscribers are angry that The Times has covered his fraudulency Joe Biden's age, which has diverted attention away from the larger and far more serious danger posed by a second Trump administration. And now we get to my favorite part, emphasis mine. The latest salvo in the now weeks-long stream of criticism against The Times burst into view over the weekend when the newspaper published a poll that found a majority of Biden voters believe he is too old to be an effective president. That poll touched off a torrent of angry commentary directed at the outlet, with some readers even declaring on social media that they had decided to cancel their subscriptions. That they even asked this question is evidence of the bias. The agenda, in their poll, Jeff Jarvis, the Leonard Toe professor of journalism, posted on Threads, "Who made age an issue?" NY Times, "Did you ask your random voters whether Trump is too insane, doddering, racist, sexist, criminal, traitorous, hateful to be effective as president?" Jarvis harumphed, adding, "This is not a poll. It is your agenda." Bwahahahahahahahaha. The Times publishes a poll showing that most Biden voters believe, accurately, that he's not up to the job, and once again, the tail wags the dog. As I have laid out countless times in the past, leftist outlets like the New York Times and KNLAW have put themselves in the impossible position of handing editorial control over to a very small group of extremists. Here's what happened. In the smug belief there would always be oceans of advertising revenue, outlets like the Times moved to the extreme left and alienated all their normal customers. This stupid and smug decision ended in disaster. Why? Because now that there's no advertising revenue to keep the lights on, the Times solely depends on its lunatic subscribers. And who are these subscribers? Far-left hysterics so frail they fall apart over the Times reporting the results of a poll. If the Times wants to survive, it has no choice but to appease its cry-bully subscribers with opium aimed at Biden and hate aimed at Trump. The Times has so alienated normal people and is so dependent on the fascist left that it can no longer attempt to become a respectable publication. You cannot report reality when you have to appease freaks like Jeff Jarvis. It's not only the New York Times. Axios faced criticism for a story about Trump supposedly showing some signs he is becoming more disciplined in his message. Trump has been more disciplined in on message. But leftists can't deal with reality. Let me tell you something. If Trump wins re-election in November, the left is going to lose its ever-loving mind and be looking for anyone to blame. The New York Times will hopefully be at the top of that list. Oh, my, and the recriminations will be glorious. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.